This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Snow is piling up in the plains and steadily moving east. In Kansas City, Missouri, City Manager Brian Platt says road crews began preparing 48 hours before the first flurry.
We've been pre-treating our roads for 2 days before the storm. We really shouldn't get to a moment where the roads are impassable.
The Mid-Atlantic is expected to get hit tonight into Monday morning with as much as 8 inches of snow in some areas. Congestion pricing went into effect today for congested areas of Manhattan. The cost, $9 once a day for passenger cars during peak times, $2.25 otherwise. As you can imagine, it's not popular.
It's going to confuse people. It's going to hurt the city. People aren't going to shop as much in the city.
We've begun to say goodbye to our 39th president. CBS's Jim Crisula in Atlanta.
As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Blizzard-like conditions have hit the plains and are making their way to the Mid-Atlantic. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says winter storm warnings are widespread.
Travelers should anticipate significant disruptions anywhere along the path of this storm. We're expecting dangerous travel conditions, as well as the potential for widespread tree damage and prolonged power outages.
The big storm is expected to bring hail and heavy snow to parts of at least 25 states. Congestion pricing went into effect today in Manhattan. It'll cost $9 to drive a passenger car into the congested part of New York City during peak times. Some drivers are cynical about the intent.
It's a money grab. It's got nothing to do with congestion.
Officials say it'll make it easier to get around the streets of Manhattan, and some of the money will be used to improve mass transit. WCBS-TV reporter Christy Kalishan says some drivers are already turning thumbs down on the fee.
You can hear those tires screech. They're just like, nope, turning around.
The nation has begun saying goodbye to its 39th president.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning. It will then be flown to Washington, D.C. for an official state funeral on Thursday.
The nation has begun saying goodbye to its 39th president. As we indicated, after the funeral, Jimmy Carter returns home to Plains, Georgia one last time. He'll be buried next to his wife, Rosalind, near the home they built in 1961. Bundled up against freezing temperatures and snow, hundreds of South Koreans rallied overnight near the residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, calling for his ouster and arrest. Reporter Nemo Kim in Seoul says some of the president's supporters showed up, too.
These are real diehard pro-Yoon and anti-Yoon supporters. I saw some scuffling, physical scuffling between some of the supporters, many of them braving out the freezing temperatures for several nights in a row just to support or oppose Mr. Yoon.
Police have been trying to take Yoon into custody over his short-lived martial law decree. An American official tells CBS News the State Department has informally notified Congress of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel. Edward Mitchell is the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
The war, the genocide, as we see it, needs to end. The hostages need to get out, and we need to move towards true peace, which is a Palestinian state. That's not going to happen as long as Netanyahu thinks he's going to keep getting blank checks, $8 billion here from our government.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Snow is piling up in the plains and steadily moving east. In Kansas City, Missouri, City Manager Brian Platt says road crews began preparing 48 hours before the first flurry.
We've been pre-treating our roads for 2 days before the storm. We really shouldn't get to a moment where the roads are impassable.
The Mid-Atlantic is expected to get hit tonight into Monday morning with as much as 8 inches of snow in some areas. Congestion pricing went into effect today for congested areas of Manhattan. The cost, $9 once a day for passenger cars during peak times, $2.25 otherwise. As you can imagine, it's not popular.
It's going to confuse people. It's going to hurt the city. People aren't going to shop as much in the city.
We've begun to say goodbye to our 39th president, CBS's Jim Krasula in Atlanta.
As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Day after, week after Christmas blues. You're going to identify. January, it's the beginning of anything you want. Charging a battery, I guess. Like another chapter in the book with 12 to fill. You know, it's an anniversary. It's been a quarter century since we had all that bottled water put away for the millennium. Now the title is That's All. Mel Torme had the hit on that. It's the music of the stars all the way to high noon central. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Turn a thermostat. Just saying that word. That word. Ranger wrote this. And Pete King and the orchestra with Julie. London, that is.
It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love.
I'm really in love.
But only because I'm in love with you.
So in love, so in love. Scent of roses in the air.
It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
Brave words indeed, but we know better. Steve Lawrence next up on the Music of the Stars. Good morning. Happy weekend. I'm Lou Regani.
The warm hours are the ones I look forward to. Quiet, wondrous, warm.
This is Rod McCune next up.
Soft, listen to the warmth. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warmth. Soft, touch the fingers of the dawn. Till the edge of dawn, we can listen to the warmth. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least, and store up pleasures for that rainy day. Love goes away then soft. Listen to the warmth. Now the night is gone. We can listen to the listen to the warmth, and now the night is gone. Come close and listen to the
Letterman. What great musicians those are. Francis Albert Sinatra, The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us, worldwide.
Sleep warm, sleep tight. When you turn off the light, sleep warm, sleep well, my love. Rest your head on the pillow. What a lucky pillow, close to you, so close to you all night. Sleep warm, sleep well. Let dreams weave you a spell, sweet dreams of me, my love. Close your eyes now and kiss me and whisper, you'll miss me. Sleep tight, sleep well, sleep warm.
There's another great tune by the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. We lost Marilyn a couple of years ago. We did a tribute tour, and right now I have to go out and get that newspaper eye, and that air hits you right in the... This is from The Most Happy Fella, Joe Stafford, Frank Lesser, Music of the Stars.
Warm all over, every time you smile, you get me warm all over. Sometimes I feel kind of out in the cold, but then I touch your hand and I'm home, home again, and warm all over, warm all over. Gone are all the clouds that used to swarm all over.
Music of the Stars. Lose our signal? Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. Oh, let's try this. Ah, it's better. Peggy Lee with a big hit even in 1970. That was Is That All There Is? Great tune. She helped write. The Bergman Zone. For all the hits they made from movies, Broadway, disc jockey stuff, it's amazing more people aren't familiar with Alan and Marilyn Bergman. See if we can correct that today. Happy January, and then you go, yeah, right. This is the Peggy Lee Band. Saying not much of a warm-up this week. We're in Wisconsin, you folks across the world. Percy Faith's Orchestra with Johnny Mathis. Doris Day.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoats. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
With Frank Duvall in the orchestra. Did you know Frank wrote the music, the soundtrack for Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Here's Les Brown. He had the first hit. Les Brown with the music of Irving Berlin, the music of the stars. Jerry Gray arranged. yeah. Skip Martin and his orchestra, his arranging capabilities are beyond description, so I won't describe them. Francis Albert Sinatra. All this Christmas stuff with fireplaces, chimneys, and Sinatra.
I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you. But now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flute. Your lovely face in my fireplace was all that I saw. But now it won't draw, 'cause my flute has a flaw. From every beautiful ember, a memory arose. Now I try to remember, and smoke gets in my nose. It's not as sweet by the unit heat to dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flute.
Chimneys. Maybe something in the chimney. It happens.
There's something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all night long. Well, I waited up for Santa all Christmas night, but he never came, and it don't seem right that there's something in the chimney. But I wish you a Merry Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all week long. Well, the dog keeps barking up the chimney flue, and we don't know what we're gonna do, 'cause there's something in the chimney, and it doesn't move around, and it's been something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all month long. Well, it's jammed up tight above the fireplace. Now the house smells funny, such a big disgrace that there's something in the chimney, and it doesn't talk at all, and it's been there since last Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all year long. I'll be waiting up for Santa like I did last year, but my brother says he's already here. And he's stuck up in the chimney, and he doesn't say a word, and I'll be there every Christmas. And we'll have him every Christmas.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim.
chim chimney, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
Can't get any better playing that song unless it's Duke Ellington. And here he is. Royalty in music. So many royalty people there. Like, see, there's King Oliver, Count Basie, Jack Elliott. Jack, you know? And Duke Ellington. Music of the stars. Duke Ellington with a tune by the Sherman Brothers. Now, the Sherman Brothers wrote a lot of stuff that you're humming right now. Yeah, like for Christmas. Walt Disney's favorite, these two guys, and we lost them, unfortunately, because the years, well.
Santa Claus got stuck in the chimney. Boo.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Why, just last Christmas Eve, she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
Ella Fitzgerald with the orchestra, and here's Walt Disney with the Sherman Brothers. Here they are.
Our songwriters, Dick and Bob Sherman of the Walt Disney Studio.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cherie.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Wind it up, poop, poop. Wind it up, poop, poop.
Can you believe the output of those two gentlemen and all these great, great songs?
Moments that touch your heart.
You cannot forget a Sherman Brothers song for your entire life.
I remember the songs more than I remember the movie itself.
The wonderful thing about Tigger, it's Tigger the wonderful thing.
Modern media, television movies, and Disneyland. They just were in this extraordinary position to have a gigantic impact.
These are the people who wrote every song that every child has grown up with.
When we come up with a good song idea, there were no two happier guys in the world. And we knew it. We both look at each other and think, we did it, yeah.
We had no sibling rivalry when it came to writing.
Their lifestyles were different, so they didn't enjoy being together.
We were never close. Didn't know them that well.
Nobody ever suspected that Bob and I didn't see each other socially.
The crucible of creativity for these guys is conflict.
That friction is what makes these beautiful things come to life.
We've perpetrated a facade for 50 years.
He went with his friends, I went with mine. That's the way it went.
Bob and I are 2.5 years and about 5 eons apart.
Everything in their career has pushed them into being two halves of a whole. They are, by fate and fame, shackled together.
This morning, we are honoring the life of Disney legend Richard Sherman, who wrote some of the most beloved songs in Hollywood history, really the soundtrack of our childhood. Trevor Ault is here now with more on that legacy. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Rebecca. You know, even if you don't know the name of songwriter Richard Sherman, you definitely know his songs, and I bet your kids do too. He's one half of the Sherman Brothers, and they are the minds behind some classic Disney hits going back to the 1960s. And this morning, the world is singing his songs and singing his praises.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
His songs have delighted families for decades. And this morning, the world remembers legendary songwriter Richard Sherman, who alongside his brother Robert penned some of the most timeless and catchy songs of our childhood.
For a spoonful of
sugar helps the medicine go down.
The secret of the Sherman Brothers is they play with expectations in their melody. They will sing, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Every time they say go down, the interval jumps up. I actually stole that move for a song in Hamilton when King George goes, oceans rise, empires fall. That's a straight Sherman Brothers.
Okay, here we go. I want to be like you.
This is Richard Sherman at the keyboard.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. Now I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Say, ooh, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. I'll eat your mannerisms, we'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and orangutan begins. When I eat bananas, I won't peel them with my feet, cause I'll become a man cub and get some etiquette. Say, ooh, 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 I wanna be like you, ooh, ooh. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. You'll see it's true, ooh, ooh, shoo-ba-doo-doo. An ape like me, scooba-dooba-dee, can learn to be human, too. One more time, can learn to be human, too. One more time, can learn to be human, too. Ooh, ooh. I wanna be like you.
Richard Sherman, we lost him just a few months ago. Francis Albert Sinatra.
I'd be glad to stay right here with you. Fact is, that is what I planned to do. But from that cool look on your face, I think I'll head south to a warmer place. Thought I'd given you the best of me. I'd be glad to share the rest of me. But there's a chill in your embrace, so I'd better head south to a warmer place. Seems like yesterday we could kiss and build a fire, but now it's 10 below. Seems like yesterday nights were warm with love's desire, but now it feels like snow. I don't mind a cold day now and then, but this long deep freeze has done me in. And it's too late to plead your case, so I'm going south to a warmer place. Cold day now and then, what this long deep freeze has done me in. And it's too late to plead your case, so I'd better go south to a warmer place.
Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, I'm buying. Tom Hanks. Stand by for news on the Civic Media Radio Network, Music of the Star. Be right back. I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Star.
Is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Tens of millions of people in almost half of the states are in the path of a powerful storm. It'll drop a lot of snow and make driving dangerous. Here's CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Watches and warnings extending now from the East Coast all the way up through the plains and into the Rockies and the Canadian border.
Congestion pricing has gone into effect in Manhattan, and not everyone is on board.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to move around.
Drivers will be charged $9 once a day to enter the congested part of the city during peak hours. Jimmy Carter's body is lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son, James Earl Chip Carter III, spoke at a memorial ceremony there.
And the two of them together changed the world.
In a few days, the flag-draped coffin holding the body of the 39th president will be flown to Washington, where Carter will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before a state funeral at the National Cathedral. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.